I don't
Thank
usually,
you.
I don't like inflating my ego, but this is my last meeting, so why the heck not? I came from a community college. I graduated from Black Hawk Community College 2 years ago, and when I attained my associate's degree, at that time, that certified that I had completed all the general education requirements for UIS or really any U of I school, any U of I campus, and I can tell you that the education at community colleges is a great experience, and that those students will be willing and able to complete upper division classes. The accreditation's there, and it's important to bridge that gap between our university and community colleges. It's a huge issue for me, having gone to community college and really seeing sort of the elitism that goes on, and it's important to remember that. Also, I've completed six online courses during my time in college, and those have been some of the best courses that I've had, even with interacting with professors and with students. You're still able to do that. After this next year, hopefully, I'll be going back to receive an online degree from UIS in public administration, if they'll have me back. And I look forward to doing that. I hope that that's available to me. I also think, from a university standpoint, if we look at the number of online programs that we have on our campuses, it's far more than 425 students. If we combine all this together and work together, you've got 1,300 or 1,200, 1,300 at UIS, at least a few hundred at UIC and UIUC, so that really the number is closer to about 3,000 students. If you look at the numbers of working together instead of working separately. And that's why I think today is an important day to pass this resolution, because then we will set a vision for a global campus and let people know that that vision is strong, and that we do hope to work with community colleges and work with the other campuses. So I think that the resolution states that the chancellors will come back with their plans. So this is just a first step in that process, and that's why I think it's important to pass the resolution today. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Doris?
Yeah. I'm totally confused, but I want to at least have my.
I don't believe you.
You need a microphone, David.
But I want to make sure my position is not inaccurately stated. I think I've stated consistently every time I spoke on this, I think the words you'll remember are, somebody's going to figure out how to use this technology. Why can't it be the University of Illinois? I still believe that. So I'm not rejecting Global Campus. What I'm rejecting is, and Trustee Montgomery, nobody gets more frustrated with what I call the inertia of a large bureaucratic organization, and universities have more inertia built into them than any organization I've ever come in contact with. You know, my incentive is, come on, let's do something. Quit talking and do something. But at the same time, until you really know what the core and have an understanding of the simple principles involved, rushing out to do something's reckless. And I've never heard anybody tell us exactly what it is that we're after here, except I hear over and over, degree, degree, a piece of paper. And I've become very concerned that maybe our whole model of what we're looking at here is flawed, because we struggled with. The University of Illinois has one thing to add to the whole thing. Our reputation has been built for 140 years. It's melding that reputation with Global Campus and with online training. I think it can be done, but are we doing it? What concerns me is the consumer model, because we met with frustration because of the faculty, but we also met with frustration the people weren't out there beating our doors down wanting to come to us for Global Campus. The numbers were staggeringly low, the people that had an appeal to it. And I'm beginning to wonder if that model is flawed, that people who really are most attracted to online training right now are ones that want a degree and could care less. They want it quick, they want it cheap, and they could care less about quality. If that's true, then that's not an area we need to get into with some of the privates that do provide. They do a very good job, cheap, quick, with no quality. That's not where we belong. This technology will be and can be used, and maybe the current situation is where we need to go to. I'm not a fan of a lot of the bureaucratic
elements that have been built into undergraduate education. Privately, I've discussed with you, many of you, that I think it's a very flawed model. The lecture halls with 500 people in them. Kids are rejecting those. They're learning online. Do we really know how the young people... I could care less about degrees. I care about education and building people who are going to produce and give back to our society. A piece of paper means nothing to me. My degrees are not shown any place. I don't... my work product after I graduate is what I'm proud of, not a piece of paper. And I'm just too concerned that we're rushing. I'm also concerned about the budgetary. One of the reasons we went down the global campus is it was sold to us as a self-sustaining, self-supporting, would not cost the university anything except some upfront money. Now with it coming back into the campuses, how's that being handled budgetary? Are we seeing, you know, we've heard the demonstrators here today, every element of our university saying they're getting the short end of the stick. Well, who do you suggest we take it away from? Because everybody feels we're all going to have to suffer together. But where's this going to come from now with this going back into the campuses? Richard, are you going to have budgetary needs that are coming out of the budget rather than a self-sustaining global campus? I've never seen any numbers to say that it's economically going to operate self-sustaining. And if it's just adding more financial burden, God knows you've got a lot of projects that need to be done, and Chancellor Alan Mears is the same with you. If this is going to dump economic more stress back on the campuses, we need to pause enough time to make sure we got this thing right before we forge forward. Action's great, but if you go in the wrong direction, it's not a very good thing. So I am legitimately confused about what the future of this is. All I hear is generalities, phrases, and a lot of them don't make any sense to me.
Trustee Doris make a very good point. Do we have the budget or the business plan for this, President Wright?
No, the resolution says that the chancellors will bring back to the president and the board a plan, a program plan, a budget plan, a staffing plan.
And when would that be? Are we setting any milestone deadline?
September.
So how much money do we need? Because the funds what we have allocated would be used up now, right? By the end of this month?
No, they've not been used.
So you have the money?
We have.
How much?
How much for what, Chairman?
How much money do we need between now and September when they come up?
Mr. Knorr, can you, you know the global campus finances. What would be the 3.5 month requirement?
You have approved a line to global campus, which I assume would be the source of the continued funding for this interim process. You've approved a line of $9,850,000. It appears that the takedown against that line would be about $7.6 million as of June 30th. So I guess the differential would be available as a resource for purposes of handling this transition period, and basically for as you work into the business plan for this revision to Global Campus.
And what would be the total expenditure by end of September?
Well, I mean, again, I think the total expenditure. Total expenditure for Global Campus, if you just look at expenses, would probably be about $13.5 million. If you were to net against that the revenues, the budgets, and the other available revenues for that would be about $7 million, and that's how we get to the number of $7.5 million has been drawn against the line. So, and that's what I'm saying is the available resource, remaining resource for purposes of dealing with the interim in developing the business plan is about $2.2 million.
Walt, what's the monthly run rate? It's primarily like the entire university, a people organization. What's the monthly run rate?
It probably runs about $250,000, I think, something like that.
It looks to me like we're talking about $900,000 between now and the September board meeting.
And who is in charge during this time?
At this time, Dr. Gardner's in charge. He and I have discussed and agreed on a transition of leadership on July 1 because he has expressed his desire to resume his faculty work, and so we will make an interim leadership appointment effective July 1.
And we don't know that right now.
I'm not prepared to announce that because I need to discuss it with the board.
Okay. Any?
Yeah, Mr.
Let me get Trustee
Smith. Smith had his hand up a long time ago.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Trustee Smith.
Two things. I want to commend President White, first of all, going back to the faculty and ensuring that their concerns were met was an excellent example of leadership and great way to take care of your people. So I need to commend you on that, first of all. But with that, I wanted to ask just your opinion. One of our problems that we've run into this, it seems over and over and over again, is that there doesn't seem to be accountability to ensure that there will be departmental participation in this. Do you feel that this revised model has enough, demand for accountability that these programs will come to fruition?
I think Global Campus 2.0 is a concept, not a plan.
Right.
I think it has to be converted into a plan. I think that plan has to be created by the campuses, led by the chancellors and the provost to whom the deans report. And there's no question that part of that plan has to be accountability for what programs will be developed by what academic units, by when. And I think that has to be known and agreed by the president and the board. Then I think we will have accountability.
Sure.
Okay. Trustee Vickery and then Dr. Carroll.
Thank you, Chairman. Everything I've heard today, here today, I agree with. I would like to make a comment what Trustee Doris mentioned about his disappointment in the numbers of students enrolled at Global Campus. Remember that we need the programs before we can attract the students. So it's really at the end of all of this, and when this report comes, we need programs. And if we don't have the programs, we can't get the students. Now in the final report here on page 2, I just did a little math, and it says here that we would be looking to have 15 new programs and at least 5,000 new undergraduate students within 5 years. That's 3 programs a year and 4 students a day. We need to do better than that. So when the final report comes, I would hope there would be a more aggressive plan to bring programs online and to ramp up students. But it's programs that we need if we're going to generate the students that we want and turn out the numbers that we want to be proud of.
I just want to add that this conversation is very similar to the one that we had at our last board meeting, and the questions that arose out of that lengthy discussion has brought about some very fruitful information. In meeting with the Senate this morning, we did hear that there was a new vision and new impetus and bringing about a plan for how we should move forward. And I think that all of the comments that my colleagues have made this morning have been very valuable. I think that what we are saying is that the plan, we would like to see the design of the plan and how we would move on, and that includes the programs that Trustee Vickery just mentioned. I think that's forthcoming. And all of the latitudes to the idea have been very well stated. The question that I did not hear answered, and I don't know whether it can be answered at this time, is what Trustee Bruce raised, is do we already have it? My answer to that is no, we do not already have a global campus. We have online education. And the global campus task is to bring that together into a program. that will end in a degree program that is very valuable to the University of Illinois and our